This episode is brought to you by Delta Airlines. I recently flew Delta, I want to say about a week ago now, and I was coming back home from being in Atlanta for a speaking engagement, and Delta just gave me such a wonderful experience. And it really was the icing on the cake of just such an amazing weekend that I had. Some of the things that I loved particularly about my Delta airline experience was, first, the amazing customer service. Everyone there was so kind, so welcoming, so present, so attentive. And a small thing but was big to me was just something simple as having headphones so that I can enjoy more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. I mean, my flight wasn't that long, but I got to catch up on a movie, some shows, just things I don't have time to do usually at home. I was able to enjoy that in the air. Delta also offers fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi and is available for Skyline members. So just being able to access the Wi-Fi, I was able to order some groceries and just get a head start on my week. It was a great end to my experience and ushered me right back in to being home. So even if you're not home yet, Delta Airlines helps you feel a little bit like it. Delta Airlines believes that you should feel at home, even if you're 30,000 feet above it. Learn more at delta.com. Hey guys, I want to tell you about this podcast that I love called Don't Touch My Health. The show is hosted by fitness trainer and lifestyle strategist Gabby. And you guys may be familiar with her. Gabby's been on the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast before. But in her podcast, Gabby weekly dives into all things health, fitness, nutrition, and faith for women on the go. This weekly podcast teaches Black women how to overcome generational illnesses that plague our community and pursue a life of overflowing health so that we'll have the power, the energy, and the confidence to walk out our God-given purpose. Check out this trailer to get a little taste of what to expect on the show and make sure that you subscribe and listen anywhere that you get your podcast. I'll also put a link in the show notes so that you can just click on it, listen, and subscribe. So without further ado, I want to introduce you guys to the Don't Touch My Health podcast. Don't touch my
Your investment tells you everything about where your heart is, because your money never goes anywhere without your heart first leading. You have to have an unction in your heart or be moved in some way emotionally that it causes for you to invest in something. So if you find yourself investing in quick results and quick trips and fad diets and all of these things that might get you somewhere, but they don't get you to the place that can sustain you, then you have to be very leery of that, you know, because I have fell in those traps of fad dieting. Y'all already know I've talked about it a lot. I went through every single one only to realize that it gave me a quick result, but then I gained the weight just as quickly as what I lost it, plus more. So it's just important, ladies, that we are being vigilant. Don't fall into this thing of fad dieting. Yes, the new year is coming. Yes, people are going to be selling things. Yes, people are going to be trying to get you to spend your coin with them. But it's important that you be able to discern what is going to sustain me for the long run. There have been theories that explain how emotions and motivation are related. And basically what it says is that as human beings, we tend to execute things on the hope that it will lead to our happiness, our satisfaction, and other positive emotions that relate to happiness and satisfaction. So it tells us that we're operating on a hope that something's going to happen, on a hope that something's going to change. Yet that hope, the thing that we're hoping for, isn't stable. And I know this all too well, because I remember as I was beginning my health and my fitness journey, my motivation was all about the physical. I was focused on getting the flattest abs, on having the biggest butt, on having nice curves. I was so motivated by that whole experience, in the hopes that my physical appearance would change my lack of self-esteem or my lack of self-worthiness. And in the end, I found out that, yes, I look good on the outside, but my inward appearance had not changed. Like, I was still that insecure woman who didn't know her purpose, who didn't know why she was put on this earth, who didn't understand the importance of being healthy from the inside out. I was still operating in the same way. The only thing that had changed was the outside. All because I had put my hope in something that was unstable. So me looking good on the outside meant nothing if I still had feelings of unworthiness and I was still operating and making decisions because I was insecure and I didn't know my purpose. My question to you today, sis, and I'm even in this place now, is where is your focus? And we can find this in scripture because, you know, God's word says that his word is a lamp into my feet. So what that basically tells me is that whatever I'm looking at, then that's where my focus is. That's where my commitment is. So a lot of times we really need to recalibrate what we're looking at. And this became especially true for me because, again, we have so much going on in the world. We're constantly on social media taking in all of this information. And oftentimes the information that we're taking in is not helping our focus, but is deterring us away from that which we should be focused on. So if you are finding yourself in this place of where you like, yes, sis, that's me, you talking to me, I want to give you some practical steps that I have taken this week that have helped me to recalibrate my eyes. Because what I've realized is that God's promise hasn't moved. God's promise is still there. He's still going to be faithful to make sure that it comes through. But I have to do my part to make sure that I actually reach the promise. I don't want to be like Moses. And I don't know if you've ever heard the story of Moses, but Moses, at the very beginning, he was afraid to accept the calling, but he eventually accepted the calling of God. And he really began to work and began to do, you know, really walk in purpose. But at the end of his journey, even though Moses was leading these people to the promised land, he never saw the promised land. He never got to the promised land because at the very end of his life, he started to question and he started to doubt and he lost focus. He lost focus of the promise that God had for him. So if getting into this healthier lifestyle is important for you, sis, you'll stop making the excuse as to why you can't do it. You'll stop saying that, oh, I'm so tired in the morning. Like, I just don't have the energy to get up. Get up anyway. Do what you have to do anyway. Do what you have to do in spite of how you're feeling. And then out of that, you're going to birth consistency. Okay. So let's talk about some ways that we can begin to build this healthy, strategic morning routine. So number one, we want to make sure that we're looking at our current schedule. So maybe you have a family, maybe you don't. Maybe you have a roommate, or maybe you are an essential worker, so you do have to leave and go to work. But there are a lot of us who are currently working from home. So the first thing you want to lay out is all the activities that you want to incorporate into your morning routine. Maybe that's you waking up and drinking water, you spending time with God, then you getting a workout in. So lay out all of the activities that you want to get done before you officially start your workday. Second thing you want to look at is your schedule. So if you go to work at 9 a.m., what time do you need to wake up in the morning to get all of these things up and running? So maybe you need to wake up at 7. So figure out what time you need to wake up. And in the midst of you figuring that time out, allot how much time you're going to give to a specific activity. So if you want to spend time with God in the morning, how much time are you going to dedicate to spending that time with him? Is it going to be 30 minutes? Is it going to be an hour? And then after that, if you're going to work out, how long should your workout be? Should it be 30 minutes? Should it be an hour? How long are you going to take to shower? So trying to incorporate all of these activities and giving them an allotted time is going to help you execute and to execute them well.
I hope you guys enjoyed what you heard in this trailer. If you want to hear more from Gabby, more of the points that she's making, again, subscribe and listen to the Don't Touch My Health podcast. Anywhere that you get your shows, the link is going to be in the description so that you can just click it and take a listen today.